بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله As we mentioned previously also, it is only through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala He is giving us this opportunity of sitting in His house and taking His name, making His dhikr. We have not come here on our own accord. Allah Ta'ala has brought us here. Allah has given us His chance. Allah has given us His opportunity. Now for this we have to make shukr in abundance. That, O Allah, from so many bandas of yours, you have chosen us to sit in your masjid for a little while. So that we may refreshen our iman again, cleanse ourselves, spiritually connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, clean our hearts from all the maladies, from all the filth that we have, rekindle our heart, fill in the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's marifat, and gain the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, such a gathering, if we really understand the value of such a gathering, Allama Ibn Qayyim rahmatullah alayhi in his kitab has mentioned more than 40 fawaid, benefits of dhikr. There are so many people who will mention an email that after the dhikr, how spiritually elevated the person feels, and of course the person should feel that. The famous example we've given, that a person sitting in the aircon room, if he doesn't feel cool, then there's something wrong with him. Because the environment is, if it's, everything is cool, and even though he has come from outside, which is so hot, now when he comes inside, then he feels so cool and calm. Even his heart feels that coolness. Mind feels that coolness. He feels relaxed. So any person sitting in the majlis of dhikr, where a person is taking the name of Allah, the name of Allah is so powerful, so powerful, so powerful, that it connects the dhakir to Allah immediately. The dhikr, dhakir ko mazkur tak pahunchata hai. What is dhikr? It connects the dhakir, the one who is remembering Allah, to the one who is remembered, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately. And when you connect it to Allah, what a connection this is. And a person who's connected to Allah, then he is the wali of Allah, he is the friend of Allah. How we say he's my connection, he's my friend, he's my associate, he's somebody close to me. Person taking the name of Allah sincerely, with devotion, dedication, whilst he's making the dhikr, then he is shedding those tears of repentance. His iman is getting stronger. And he's making tawbah and istighfar. He reflects over all the wrongs he is doing in his life. And that is the purpose of the dhikr. When you say, La ilaha illallah, you are negating. You are making nafi of all those temptations, all those evils that you have in your heart, or we have in our hearts. Those pretty faces, which keep on coming again and again. Now we are actually knocking the pretty face off our hearts. We are saying la to it. Why? Because when we fill in our hearts, illallah, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever the temptation is, a person is traveling and dirt comes on the windscreen. What does he do? Spray some water first, then the windscreen wiper knocks off the dust and the dirt. And even after doing so, he's still not comfortable. Sprays some more water and increases the speed of the wiper, and more water, until the dirt is removed. But if there's still some traces left, then he goes to the car wash, and he asks the person to please clean his windscreen. So he pours some more water, and then he wipes off the screen. And if he's still not happy and satisfied, then he'll go for the car wash completely and wash the entire car until it is spotless. In the same way, we are sitting here to clean our hearts. Every single day, we are doing things, we are committing sins, we are tempted, we are enticed, and each time our heart gains in one spot, or many spots, they become larger and larger and larger. And we need to efface it, we need to obliterate this, we need to wipe this off. We need to wash our heart with the dhikr of Allah. So, La ilaha illallah. And a person is making dhikr, we'll make just now inshallah. Then you must sit and you must be, you have to condition your mind and ponder Allah's greatness. The person who we are aspiring for, that Zat, who will give us the chain, sukoon, peace. The moment the person is connected to Allah, he's given his hand into the hand of Allah. Of course, it is mudashar bihat. When he's holding onto the ring of Allah, the ring of Allah is so solid. Lan fisama laha. It never breaks. So when a person holds onto the ring of Allah, who is holding the other side of the ring? It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah will never let the ring go down. So whatever the temptation will be, Allah is on the other side. Provided our direction is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Provided we are sincere and we are making genuine attempts, shaitan will bring us for a few majlises, dhikr, we make tawbah, istighfar. Then again we go back to our routine. Then we forget. And his whole attempt is to take us away from the dhikr of Allah. That is his attempt. And the more we come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the dhikr of Allah, then shaitan becomes even more and more and more dissatisfied. But now when you have that connection with Allah, and as I mentioned last week, you have the ma'iyat of Allah, the closest of Allah, Allah becomes yours. Like how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah ta'ala, oh Rasul, told Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, which Allah ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, when they were in the cave of Thawr, لا تحزن إن الله معنا. Oh Abu Bakr, don't worry. What are you afraid of? Yes, the enemy may be right at the mouth of the cave, but إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَنَا. Verily Allah is with us. And when a person gets this ma'iyat, somebody asked me a question yesterday, and he said, whatever his problem was, he can't feel that close connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's so many problems, and he cannot control himself now, he's feeling miserable, feeling rejected, full of sorrow, grief. Then explain to him what Hazrat Maulana Sahib Rahmatullah Yusuf mentioned, which is mentioned by Hazrat Akhtar Sahib Damul Barakatuh and other mashayikh, that a person who lives a life of ghaflat and ma'asi and sin, his heart is filled with the love of dunya only. His heart is filled with only gunas. And he's negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's absolutely lazy when it comes to ibadat, dhikr, tilawat, connecting himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he is one person. The other person, he connects himself with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making genuine, sincere attempts. He's trying hard. He's trying to negate all the wrongs he's got and cleanse and clean his heart. And he's trying to connect himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he perseveres and he goes stronger and stronger, and when he really gains the ma'rifat of Allah and his heart becomes illuminated, and his heart begins to shine, and now he becomes connected to Allah, he becomes an Allah wala. Allah ta'ala make us all Allah walas. But to become Allah wala, you don't have to be a male only. Sister asked an email, I said, reply. In a question she asked, one question was, can a lady become a wali of Allah? It's only for men. Of course a female can become a wali of Allah. In fact, many times, they can surpass so many men also in wilayat. Of course, a woman does not become a nabi, but wali, friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabia Basriya rahmatullahi alayhi. What wilayat, what maqam she reached. So many, look at the sahabiyat. So the difference is, when you become an Allah wala, then any worldly condition that comes upon you, some loss, some suffering, Now the suffering comes on both persons, person A and person B. The first person lived a life of ghaflat, no connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some severe pain, suffering, loss, financial or domestic or social, whatever the problem is. And the second person also goes through some loss. But the difference is that the second person who has connected himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they say, the heart of the Allah wala is gham proof. Gham means there's no sorrow. And Hazrat Arif Billah Shah Muhammad Akim Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuh has mentioned, like a person buys a watch from Switzerland. It is waterproof. Water does not penetrate through. It is waterproof. Like that, the heart of the genuine mashayikh, the Ahlullah, the true ones, the sincere ones, may Allah Ta'ala make us amongst them. The heart is gham proof. Whatever condition, worldly condition comes upon them, they take it with a smile. Why? They do not become affected with whatever problem comes upon them. They realize this from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they realize that this is a test from Allah. One great person was sitting, somebody came and told him, whispered something in his ears, he said, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. After some time, he comes again, says something, he says, Alhamdulillah. Somebody asked him, Hazrat, what's happening? He said, no, the person came and said, first your ship sunk. I said, Inna lillah, continued my discussion. Nothing affected him. Then the news came, no, it wasn't your ship. Alhamdulillah. Both cases, he's still praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, still got himself connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't begin to panic, doesn't begin to cry, there's no sorrow and grief. Why? Because he has got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as his friend. I have with me a pamphlet which some of you must have already received, prepared by one of the students of Maulana Rahmatullah Alayhi, and I accept all the khidmat of these people who have made this possible. And the heading is Avoid the Temptation. Hazrat Maulana's famous saying, which you keep on saying in most of these bayans, especially in the New Year's Eve, he would say, I recall from my childhood days someone saying, for temptation will lead you into trouble and make you cry. For temptation will lead you into trouble and make you cry. And indeed, this is exactly what happens when one gives into the temptation to engage in any haram. Ask those who have given into the demands of nafs and shaitan about the repercussions of their sins. They will say, trouble, trouble, and more trouble. Tears, tears, and more tears. Temptations will always be there. If there was no temptation, then there would have been no such thing as taqwa. The demand is to resist, to stay away, to abstain. Not to do sins is much easier than doing sins. So there is no question of taqwa when there is no sins. Taqwa has two sides. One is a positive and negative. Positive is to do the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And negative is to refrain from all those things that Allah has made haram. And that is the difficulty. The poet says, Ya fata, la shuja'ata qabla al-harb. Before a war, before a fight ensues, there's no question of bragging and saying, I'm so strong, I'm so strong. Go into the medan and show your strength. When there's no temptations, sitting in the masjid, I say, I'm so pious. I'm not making badnazri. I'm not casting my any evil glances at any woman. I'm not doing any haram. There's no zina, no riba, nothing. Obviously, in the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you ought to have this taqwa. You ought to be pious. But the real test, when you go out of the masjid, when all those temptations will come, now you got to show your true metal and your strength. So haram attractions and distractions. I just want to give an example. When a person slips and he falls, dislocates his shoulder or a leg, then you say, the doctors say, to heal this bone or dislocated joint, you have to put him under traction. You see, in a similar way, the sinful, immoral attractions and distractions which form the entertainment of those who have forgotten Allah Ta'ala are such that they dislocate the joints of iman. And the traction for indulgence in sins is sincere tawbah. So we have to make sincere tawbah. Brothers and sisters who are listening with the receiver, tawbah is not just one day, in once in our life, and then we feel, mashallah, it's all over. Every single day of our life, we have to make sincere tawbah, cry, and cry, and cry. There are so many who have gone towards some haram, never to return therefrom. So many have lost their identity as Muslims, and sometimes they have even lost the iman and suffer the loss of the akhirah. May Allah Ta'ala save us. Thousands have died engaging in haram entertainment, whether at casinos, discos, raves, prostitute quarters, massage parlors, in adultery, etc. One earthquake, takes one earthquake, one tsunami, one blast, alas, the person is gone. So what guarantee do we have that we won't be singled out this holiday for our return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So think again. What would be the condition of that person who comes face to face with the angel of death? Malakul Maut comes suddenly. Now you are facing, it's too late. Imagine a person is engaged, as I say, in gambling, drinking, dancing, adultery, fornication. Which Muslim wants to return to Allah in a state of sin? On the day of Qiyamah, a person will stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will rise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same condition as he left this world. Whatever action he was. That's how you will stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such matters should not be taken lightly. Allah ta'ala protect us all. So this holiday period is a time of great test and trial. This is the time when a person has to show his real taqwa. Invitation to sins, promotion of sins, temptation to sins, enticement, encouragement towards all kinds of haram is the order of the day. And we know the beach partying, intermingling, courting, immodest dressing, the loud music, dancing, smoking, drinking. All these things become the order of the day. What happens to a salah? It becomes the forgotten duty of the holiday maker. Islamic dress identity discarded so that there is freedom to engage in more and more sinful activities. Hazrat Mawlana continues and then he mentions an ayat of the Quran where he says, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. This ayat is so powerful. And if you just reflect over this ayat all the time, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ, do you believe, do you think, أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا, that we have just created you for nothing, just in vain. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ, and you will not return to us. So we've got a purpose in this world. Allah has created us for a purpose. And we have to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously He'll ask us, I sent you for this purpose, what have you done? The Muslim youth are supposed to be tomorrow's leaders for the ummah. And they're expected to be the representatives of deen, inviting the non-Muslim to Islam with the modesty and purity of thought, speech, dress and actions, which should be the characteristic of every Muslim. Then Mawlana mentions, deen and sharia do not stifle us, do not deprive us of pleasure and enjoyment, do not deny us happiness and celebration. Deen and sharia actually accommodate leisure and pleasure. Islam is beautiful. Most beautiful. Islam is not dry. It is enjoyable. Allah Ta'ala has only placed certain boundaries through His divine prohibitions. And all this is for our own benefit, for our own safety and well-being. So a person can enjoy himself, but within the limits of Sharia. That's the only thing. So let us make the effort and avoid the temptations towards sins. Let us not walk the route towards sins. Let us keep clear of the venues of sins, like how we would if we had foreknowledge that there will be an earthquake somewhere, a tsunami somewhere. If a person knows there's going to be a tsunami at a certain place, it'd be foolish to go there. In a similar vein, we know that there'll be evil taking place there. So why should we go and frequent those places? The greater need is to fear for our iman and that of our children's iman. Everybody complains. Mawlana, make dua, my son is like this, and daughter is like this, and taking drugs, and completely out, not listening to me. Why? We have taken them ourselves to those venues, left them behind there, and expecting them not to be caught up in the tsunami. Let us not forget that we are Muslims. Let us not forget our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The world is a prison for the believers. Ad-dunya sijnul mu'min wa jannatul kafir. So when a person leaves, so the world is a prison for the believer and a paradise for the disbeliever. What will be good for the disbelievers will not be good for the believers. what will be good for the disbelievers will not be good for the believers. If they find enjoyment in haram, the Muslim will find harm in that haram. Allah should also always mention the word haram and see there's harm, H-A-R-M in the word haram. So we should abstain from that haram. Every person is given the choice. A person either makes a wise decision or an unwise decision. If we adopt taqwa, we restrain and abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when we leave this world, we leave behind a prison. When we leave this world, we leave free. When the disbeliever leaves this world, he leaves behind his paradise. When he leaves this world, he enters a prison wherein there is no release, no bail, no escape, no parole. So disbeliever, when he leaves this jannat, so-called jannat of his dunya, akhirat, he is locked up into a prison eternally. Mu'min has come out of a prison. Why? Because there are limitations, there are boundaries, there are rules, there are regulations by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are prohibitions. But the moment you come out of this prison of this world, you enter into an eternal bliss, happiness, garden of jannat. This worldly life is short, very short. Understand the reality. Every passing second is delivering us closer and closer to the bridge of mort, death. And there is no choice. We have to cross the bridge. And the famous thing, we know, strange is the visa of life. It can be cancelled at any time. The duration of its validity is unknown. Its extension too is impossible. Time is running out. The journey is long. The life after this is eternal. There is no return to this world. What preparation have you made for the akhirat? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Al-kayyisu man dhara nafsahu wa amira lima ba'd al-mawt. An intelligent person, kayyis, intelligent person, is that person who suppresses himself. There will be evil temptations, there will be egos, there will be desires, there will be passions, but he has to suppress those desires. It's a wrestling match all the time. I mentioned to somebody, there's no, outside the boxing ring or wrestling ring, there's no match, there's no mujahada there. You're sitting comfortably there. But the moment you come into this wrestling ring or boxing ring, now there is an opposition. And you're going to fight this opposition, your opponent. Now there's mujahada. Now you're going to block. Now you're going to take cover. Now you're going to jab and cross. And now you're going to punch. Now you're going to show your strength against nafs and shaitan. And this is an ongoing wrestling match till the person leaves this world. So Rasulullah had mentioned, Al-kayyisu man dara nafsahu wa amira lima ba'd al-maut. And he practices for the year after. To us it may seem that every day is a routine. Namaz, salah, zikr, tilawat. It's a routine. It becomes a routine. But if a person ponders for who am I doing this all this? I'm doing for my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he would enjoy these things. He'll wait to come to the masjid. He'll wait to open the Quran and recite. He'll wait to come for a dhikr majlis. He'll wait to listen to some discourse of deen. Why? Because he's gaining pleasure. He's deriving genuine pleasure. And now he's preparing towards the akhirat. Because we don't see any form, so-called form of sawab accumulating in front of our eyes. If we had to see that I written salat now and suddenly I see, press a computer and so much of sawab I've accrued. There's no test in that. Real test, iman bil ghayb, unseen. There is a jannat which Allah has prepared already. There is a jahannam that exists already. There is that akhirah that's going to take place. There is such a thing as maut. All these things are ghayb for us. We bring iman in these things. And therefore we've got to prepare for these things. And therefore Rasulullah said, wal ajizu, the foolish person, the weak one is who? Man atba'a nafsahu hawaha. Who makes himself follow his desires, his passions. He just follows his desires. He becomes a slave of his passions and desires. And wa tamanna ala Allah. And then when he is consumed by his sins, and when he is overwhelmed and overtaken and overpowered by his evil temptations, what does he say? Allah is ghafur rahim, Allah will forgive me. No. Indeed, Allah is ghafur rahim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see you doing those things that will make him happy. Allah wants you to come closer to him. Don't just commit sin and just say, okay, Allah will forgive me. Yes, Allah can forgive you. And therefore we have tawbah istighfar. But after, what is sincere tawbah? That I'm not going to go back to those sins. And now when this temptation will come, I'm going to resist those temptations. Because now I've realized where and what are the repercussions of those temptations. It led me to trouble, trouble and more trouble. It made me cry and cry and cry. I'm not going to get burnt again. I'm not going to plummet into that abyss again. I'm not going to slip and fall and get hurt. Now I'm going to be watchful. I'm going to be vigilant. I'm going to be more aware and mindful. Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi says, he sums up this life very simply and aptly. You see, this worldly life is just a moment. Let it be a moment of obedience. It's just one moment, this entire world that we are living, is just one moment, 1 second. Let this one moment, 1 second be a moment in the ita'at of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be so proud that we have gotten Allah with us. If there was no Allah, then there's no question of taqwa and working for akhirat and doing anything. Then we all would have done anything we wished. But there is an Allah. An Allah who we believe in. Who is all powerful, almighty. He is alone. He is the only person worthy of worship. He always existed. He is Hayy. He is Qayyum. He is Baqi. He will never die. Allah never dies. Allah never sleeps. Allah is Aziz, Hakim. Allah is Ghafoor. Allah is Rahim. Allah is Kareem. Allah provides for us. Allah cares for us. Allah loves us. And when we knock off all those temptations from our heart, I said, who are we bringing in our heart? It is that one powerful Allah. And He is our beloved. Whatever loss a person incurs in this world, whatever the loss may be, he's lost his beloved father, lost his beloved Shaykh, he's lost his beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's lost anything. Property, whatever. Lost his entire family. Lost his business. Allah protect us. Give us afiyat. Whatever loss he has incurred. And no matter how huge and big that loss may be. But in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has not diminished the vastness of the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even a little bit. Understand this. Whatever loss we occur, or we incur, and we suffer, we feel that pain. But in the khazana of Allah, it has diminished nothing over there. Because He is our goal. He is our aim. He is our object. He is our matlub. He is our maqsood. We are going towards Allah. In this world, Allah has put people who we will be close to. We will love. Husband has lost his wife. Wife has lost her husband. How she feels? She's become a widow. She feels so-called muhtaj now on her children, grandchildren, people. Person lost his business. He feels like he's lost the whole world now. How often has happened a person goes on a journey, the whole family, an accident, and the father is the only survivor, lost his wife, the wife dies, and everybody, all his children, whole family wiped out. He's the only survivor. What feeling, what he goes through. But all this in this world, they are just trials that a person has to go through, imtihanats, where he has to exercise sabr. In the end of the day, his maqsood, where he's going to, his destination is Allah. That's his real mahbub, his real maqsood, his real matlub. And this we'll be all moving towards. Then whatever loss a person suffers in this world, he'll be able to overcome this loss. And until and unless we have not realized our goal, Allah, then we'll be moving in circles round and round. And that is where shaitan is going to come. And that's where our nafs will overpower us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. May Allah protect us in these days of fitna and fasad. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to make more ta'at of Him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and become His true waliyas of Allah. It is not not impossible. We read about awliya, we feel, ya Allah, how are we going to reach that maqam? We feel we can't do it. Who made them reach that position? And Allah wants to become your friend, who's going to stop you? Allah says, I want a certain person, he's going to become my friend from today. Nobody can stop this. So we have to be sincere. Ya Allah, I'm a weak person. You give me that sincerity. I want to become your friend from today. Ya Allah, you give me that courage, that himmat to come closer to you. And Allah will definitely make us his true friends. Wa akhir da'wan alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله لا
illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we take the name Allah, fond of Allah Ta'ala's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriya, Allah's loftiness, Allah's power, Allah's qudrat, Allah's might. And when we say the name Allah, then just think, imagine, the entire world is saying Allah. The heavens are saying Allah, the skies are saying Allah, the earth is saying Allah, the clouds are saying Allah, the rain is saying Allah, the ground is saying Allah, the plants are saying Allah, the trees are saying Allah, the leaves are saying Allah, the flowers are saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, man is saying Allah, jinn is saying Allah, the animals are saying Allah, the insects are saying Allah, the birds are saying Allah, the oceans are saying Allah, the mountains are saying Allah, the sand particles are saying Allah, every single thing is saying Allah, even the hair and the body of a mu'min is saying Allah. Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nu. Allah, 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 Allah,
إلا الله.
محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. The dhikr media is for ta'aleem purposes. We should make dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone at home, wherever we may be, every single day of our life. Allahumma laka alhamdu kulluh, wa laka shukru kulluh, la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك المصطفى خير الخلق كلهم. جزى الله عنا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا رحمن يا رحيم يا مالك يا كريم يا مغني يا صمد. اللهم إنك عفو كريم تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار اللهم أجرنا من النار. اللهم إنا نستغفرك ونتوب إليك فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا وتب علينا فاغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا. أنت المقدم أنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم. برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ومن موس بلبر الله من موس كريم رحيم الله My most beautiful Allah, my most kind and generous Allah. Ya Allah, you have such beautiful names, Ya Allah. You have such beautiful sifat and qualities and attributes, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, you are the master, you are the controller, Ya Allah. Everything belongs to you, my Allah. Oh my Allah, we are your banda, we are your slaves, my Allah. We are your servants, my Allah. Oh my Allah, you have brought us into this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have returned to you, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have sent us for examination, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have sent us for a test, Ya Allah, to see whether we are obedient to you or not, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, we are caught up with temptations and vice and evil and sins, my Allah, every single day of our life, Ya Allah. We commit such terrible, serious sins, Ya Allah, and vice and evil and filth, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, we disobey you. We disobey Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, we make as though, Ya Allah, our actions make as though we are never going to leave this world. There's no such thing as mort, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are faced with such trials and tribulations, Ya Allah. Every home, my Allah, has got some problem or the other. Ya Allah, there's some problem or the other. Either it is husband and wife, or either it is a family problem or dispute, Ya Allah. Either it is over money matters, Ya Allah, or business problems, Ya Allah, or depression, or illness, or some suffering, or some calamity, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are well aware of every difficulty we are suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the entire ummah of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, hum pareshan hai, Ya Allah, hum pareshan hai. Ya Allah, even if we lose everything in this world, my Allah, we still have you, my Allah. Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera banale. Oh, my Allah, do not test us, Ya Allah. We are so useless, my Allah. Hum to bohat kamzor hai, bohat kamzor hai. Ya Allah, we are so far away from the period and the era of Rasulullah Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That time, Ya Allah, that zamana was khairul qurun, the best of times, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many years have gone by. We are more closer to qiyamah, Ya Allah. You alone knows best when qiyamah will take place, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, there are such difficult challenges for us, Ya Allah.
Ya Allah, protect us, Ya Allah. Protect our parents, our children, our wives, our family members, our relatives, our friends, Ya Allah. Our musallis, Ya Allah. Our mothers and sisters, Ya Allah, listening over the receiver, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, over the elderly ones, the young ones, Ya Allah. Masoom children, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, protect us from every temptation and evil, Ya Allah. Protect us from the onslaught of nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, nafs and shaitan, Ya Allah. Dono ne milkar hai kya mujhko tabah. Oh, my Allah, we are going to be finished, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in this quagmire of sin, Ya Allah. We are drowning, my Allah. We are slipping and drowning, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you have given us iman. We make shukr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, with this barakat of the iman, Ya Allah, and you have made us ummatis of Rasulullah Baq, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, who cried for us day and night. He cried for us, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati, Allahumma ummati. Ya Allah, surely you have answered his duas, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in his ummat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but our examples are so terrible, my Allah. Forgive us, my Allah. Help us to change our lives, Ya Allah. Help us to change our lives, Ya Allah. Help us to improve our amal. Help us to connect ourselves with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to connect ourselves with you, my Allah. Fill our heart with your ishq and muhabbat, your love, Ya Allah. Your marifat, your qurb, your yaqeen in your dhat, Ya Allah. In your power, in your qudrat, Ya Allah. Oh, my Allah, fill our hearts with you, my Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. Remove shaitan and nafs. You remove all the filth we have in our hearts, my Allah. The pride, the jealousy, the anger, love of, Ya Allah, dunya. Illicit relationships we have, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Remove all these maladies from our heart. Cleanse our hearts. Hamari dilo ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Make it be clean, pure, pak, saaf, my Allah. Give us qalb salim. Give us a qalb naqiyu taqi. Give us a makhmumul qalb, Ya Allah. Don't make there be any itham. No sin, Ya Allah. No vice, no oppression, no zulam in our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't make there be any hasad in our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, give us peace and sukoon and chain, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, sabko aafiyat naseeb farma. Give us aafiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirir, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasad of the hasideen, from the dhulam of the dhalimeen. Ya Allah, protect us from the kaid of shaitan and nafs, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, you are going to help us, my Allah. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Honor us, do not disgrace us, my Allah. Do not humiliate us, my Allah. Allahumma akrimna wa la tuhinna. Zidna wa la tanqusna. A'tina wa la tahrimna. Athirna wa la tu'thir alayna. Allahumma ansurna wa la tansur alayna. Allahumma a'inna wa la tu'in alayna. Allahumma amkur lana wa la tamkur alayna. Allahumma ardina wa ardu anna. Allahumma ahdina wa yasir al-hidayata lana. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik. Wa min ta'atika ma tubaldiguna bihi jannatak. Wa min al-yaqini ma tuhawinu bihi alayna masaib al-dunya. Allahumma mati'na bi asma'ina wa absarina wa quwwatina abadan ma أحييتنا وجعله الوارث منا وجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا وانصرنا على من عادانا ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا راحم المساكين يا أرحم الراحمين. Oh, my most beloved Allah, accept our dhikr that we made, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our tongues moist in your dhikr, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us tawfiq, Ya Allah, to make, Ya Allah, dhikr haqiqi, Ya Allah. Make our lives be full of your itaat and itaat of Rasulullah Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Give us the understanding of Quran and Hadith, Ya Allah. Give us the true samaj and the faqahat of deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, do not make us, Ya Allah, slaves of our passions and our own ideas and ideologies, Ya Allah. Don't make us, Ya Allah, bring something in deen, innovations in deen, Ya Allah. Don't make us bring our own fanciful interpretations and theories in deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, help us, Ya Allah. Give us the true understanding of deen, Ya Allah. And the true understanding of shariat, Ya Allah. Help us to implement shariat in our lives, Ya Allah. Help us to implement the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem in our lives, Ya Allah. The men folk, the women folk, Ya Allah. The young ones, the older ones, Ya Allah. Every single ummati of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help us to make tamassuk on the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make us adhere to the sunnah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In these trying times of difficulty and trials and tribulations, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is parishan, Ya Allah. Remove all his parishanis, Ya Allah. Especially our brothers who are here tonight, Ya Allah. And our sisters and mothers listening over the receiver, Ya Allah. So many have requested duas, Ya Allah. They are going through various problems, my Allah.
So many, my Allah, the husbands are beating them up, ya Allah. So many have been divorced, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, where do these women go, my Allah? So many don't have any parents, any family members, ya Allah. They've got no children, my Allah. How long are they going to be battered up, my Allah? Give those men some aqal and some sense, my Allah. Oh, my Allah, help us, ya Allah. Make our children become the coolness of our eyes, ya Allah. رَبَّنَا هَبْلَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنَ وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh, my Allah, it takes them few seconds to become drug addicts, my Allah. They don't want to become addicts, my Allah. They become tempted, my Allah. Ya Allah, they've got pressures, ya Allah. They've got problems, my Allah. Remove those problems, ya Allah. Bring them to the masjid, my Allah. Don't make them take drugs, my Allah. They are finishing their lives like that, my Allah. So many have been in and out of rehabs, ya Allah. Their parents are finished, my Allah. They are crying. They have tried every single thing. Ya Allah, you will never let them down, my Allah. You are too kind, my Allah. Any other person in this world will give up, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are not like that, my Allah. You always help, my Allah. Nothing is impossible for you, my Allah, to cleanse them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, bring them back to deen and hidayah. Make them a source of coolness of the eyes of their parents, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many youngsters, ya Allah, youth, they are frequenting the raves and the discos, my Allah. Their nights are being spent in vice and evil. Take them out from the, ya Allah, how you remove so many thousands, ya Allah, from those rave clubs, ya Allah. Those who are living a life of masiyat, you gave them hidayat, my Allah. You brought them in the masjids, my Allah. Ya Allah, today they are pious, they are sulaha, they are atqiya. Ya Allah, remove the others also like that, my Allah. Ya Allah, whatever problems we have, remove our problems. Whatever desires we have, ya Allah, tonight, my Allah. We have raised our hands to you, my Allah. We are not asking any other person, my Allah. Fulfill each person's desire, ya Allah. Whatever his jais, tamanna and murad is, you give it to him, give it to her, my Allah. So many want to go for umrah, ya Allah. So many haven't ever been, they haven't set their eyes upon your beautiful house, ya Allah. They haven't stood before Rasulullah's Rauza Mubarak, ya Allah. Grant them a maqbool, ya Allah, hajj and umrah, ya Allah. So many have left already, accept the ziyarat, ya Allah. So many are preparing to go, accept them, ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many are on vacation, holiday, make it be, ya Allah, a holiday which is of taqwa, ya Allah. ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب يا الله all those who are sick يا الله and ailing يا الله so many have underwent bypass يا الله different operation يا الله young children are in ICU and in hospital يا الله some have got يا الله different diseases and somebody has fallen down and cracked his skull or somebody has يا الله got a heart problem somebody's got a cancer problem يا الله give all of them shifa kamil ajil mustaqir daim. Oh, may Allah give them the complete shifa, ya Allah. May Allah give us shahadat in your path. Give us maut in Medina Sharif, ya Allah. Give us baril in Jannatul Baqi, ya Allah. It's the only hope we have that we'll be raised on the day of Qiyamah in the companionship of Rasulullah. Oh, may Allah give us the hose of kosar water from his Mubarak hands, may Allah. Ya Allah, we haven't seen our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the day of Qiyamah, we want to go running to him. Make him open his arms to us, ya Allah. Make him embrace us, my Allah. Just to put our heads on his Mubarak shoulders. He is our beloved Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love him, my Allah. Forgive us, we are not implementing his sunnah in our lives. Ya Allah, we mock his sunnah. Forgive us, my Allah. Give us hidayat. Ya Allah, don't make him chase us away on that day. Sahaba ikram who stand up with, ya Allah, with the wounds of shahadat. Blood oozing out from those wounds. What qurbani sacrifice they made. Ya Allah, what will we present? What can we boast of, ya Allah, to our Nabi that we brought this and gave? Ya Allah. Conceal our voice, my Allah. Give us jannah without any reckoning, my Allah. Nobody can question you, ya Allah, if you put us into jannah without any reckoning. What else can we do, my Allah? We're going to ask you again and again. Don't take us near Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of the qabr, my Allah. Protect us from the azab of Jahannam, my Allah. Protect us from every fitna, especially the fitna of Masih al-Dajjal. Give us halal, rozi, give us barakat in our rizq. Don't make us chase and chase and hanker up the dunya. Ya Allah, don't make us consume riba and haram. Don't make us consume haram. Don't make us deceive the customers and lie to them. Don't make us be jealous of our neighbors, Ya Allah, what they are selling and how prosperous they have become, Ya Allah. Give us contentment and qanaat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us qanaat, Ya Allah. Hum sabko zakirin mein se bana, shakirin mein se bana, qanitin mein se bana. Muslimin, mu'minin, muwahideen, Ya Allah. Muttaqeen mein se bana. Give us the true taqwa, Ya Allah. So many youngsters are looking for partners to get married, Ya Allah. Young girls, so many of them, so many of them. They're waiting for a good proposal to come. So many have aged, my Allah. They want to live a chaste life, Ya Allah. Find them a suitable partner as quick as possible, my Allah. And give them a life of bliss and happiness and sukoon and taqwa, Ya Allah. So many who are married, Ya Allah, but no children. They are trying for so long, Ya Allah. They want to have a child, Ya Allah. You grant them, Ya Allah. Pious children and progeny, Ya Allah. Those of us who've got children, Ya Allah, make our children the coolness of our eyes, Ya Allah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم يا الله give us اخلاص my Allah give us اخلاص my Allah give us اخلاص give us sincerity don't make us do things for show يا الله these programs we have يا الله the zikr we make يا الله whatever bayans we give يا الله don't make it be such that we're doing out of riya and ostentation يا الله يا الله change our niyats يا الله Make us have genuine sincerity, Ya Allah. And make it be maqbool, Ya Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ سُبْحَانَ رَبِّكَ رَبِّ الْعِزَّةِ عَمَّا يَصِفُونَ وَسَلَامٌ عَلَى الْمُرْسَلِينَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ